The Mystery of the Tilted Skirt and the Airy Toga. In memory most fertile, my time machine takes me back to the stage, the theater, the company of thespians. I'm way back in time now, when I am a young teenager who loves nothing better than to be on stage, acting in a play. Performing gets into my blood early on in grammar school, when I learn that the only time anybody pays attention to what I do or say is when I am in front of an audience. Don't ask me why this is true. I don't understand it myself. Other shy people have shared similar experiences. Being shy, some of them naturally gravitate toward the performing arts. Anyhow, being an actor is fun, mainly because I get to be around actresses. They pay attention to me, while girls at school primarily ignore me. The fact that I'm an actor instead of an actress is quite a relief. I've learned that wearing a dress or skirt or toga on stage is no fun at all. For instance, I go down to the campus auditorium to try out for a part in a touring passion play. The theatrical troupe needs local extras, and I've never been in a national production, so I hang around till they cast me as one of Jesus' disciples. I'm in yet another play. During first rehearsal, I learned two valuable lessons. First, never do anything to distract the audience. I'm sitting at the Last Supper, and Jesus is passing around bread and wine. As the bread nears, I notice that a cup is blocking the way and will probably be knocked over by the distracted actor sitting next to me. I quickly move the cup, just in time, but I'm also quickly chastised for the unrehearsed movement. Oops! I just upstaged Jesus himself. The other lesson I learned is that biblical garb is airy. I'm wearing a short, gladiator-length tunic and feel about as naked as a newborn. How do women adjust to this kind of potential exposure? Being a pro, I pretend it's not a problem and manage to perform in the play and retain my modesty, but a major life decision is made. I'll never accept a stage role that requires any garb other than pants. I'm not cut out to dress like modern women or ancient men. My father is partially relieved, since his generation quietly fears that by hanging around homosexuals and loose women in the theater, I just might become one of the former or carouse with one of the latter. I wind up carousing with less than loose women a bit, so he replaces his homophobia with loose women-a-phobia. Talk about mixed emotions. He's relieved I'm not gay, but now he's worried I'm going to get into trouble with them female types. Anyhow, I still enjoy the fact that women usually wear dresses and skirts, but I'm glad I'm not required to wear them. After acting, I know how it feels, and I am left with a kind of awe at how self-confident women must be compared to men. Makes me respect them that much more. Guess I'll hitch up my pants and see whether Liz would like to carouse.